Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Andy. Welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Temporarily back.
Yes.
Heading to the Canada.
The Great White North.
The Great White North. So, I've been to the Great White South. I don't like that place.
No.
No. But yeah, getting up at the crack of four tomorrow, and you are graciously driving Ben Dobbins and myself to the airport.
Note to self, I don't have to be up at four.
I know.
But I'm going to be getting my temporary hangout roommate buddy to get up at four when I have to fly out at the same crack of fucking dawn on Tuesday.
Oh, God, yeah, this is just crap is what this is.
Note to self, if you're flying out, make sure that they talk to you before they make travel arrangements. Because this sucks cock.
Right. Well, they did talk to me.
Not that it's wrong that if you do that for enjoyment or self-pleasuring or mutual other pleasuring, that's totally fine.
If you do it for self-pleasuring, congratulations.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Seriously. But I don't think he can do that.
No, I've seen the video. Yes, he can.
Still with the stomach?
No, not still.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, today. Right, no, he can't.
Yeah.
No.
The hedgehog. So, before we got off on that tangent, yes, I will be in Canada starting tomorrow, the 9th. We're flying into Buffalo on Southwest. We're going to be going from Seattle to, I want to say, Chicago.
Chicago, Midway.
Yeah, Midway. And then we're changing planes after an hour and a half. Then into Buffalo. Go ahead and say it.
Shuffling off to Buffalo, eh?
Yeah, I am. Where we're being shuttled off from Buffalo to Toronto. No, I'm sorry. No. We're going straight to Ottawa, actually.
You guys are going on, right.
So if you're in Ottawa, first of all, g'day. Oh, wait, that's... No, that would be Australia, huh? I don't know countries. I totally know countries. No, they say g'day all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're in Ottawa, swing by...
Canada would be. G'day, eh?
G'day, eh? Good eye? Good eye? Hey. Yeah. Right, got it. Okay. Well, sorry about that, guys. I honestly do not remember the name of the con we're doing. It's kind of a whirlwind right now, so...
Yeah.
If you're in Ottawa and you see a geek convention, likely that's the correct one, come on by, and I will shake your hand.
And then you guys are going down to, and I'm coming into on Tuesday,
No, it's not Gilf.
It's not Gilf.
I'm not coming into Gilf. Gloof, I think.
Gloof, okay.
Gloof, Ontario, I believe. It's a tiny place.
Yes.
From what I've heard.
Something. An enclave.
An alcove.
An alcove of Canada.
An alcove. all I can hear in my head right now is Ray Fiennes saying alcove. Or no, it wasn't Ray Fiennes anyway. It was, have you seen In Bruges?
Yes, but a long time ago.
Alcoves. Yeah, anyway.
And I will say this about Southwest Airlines. Coming back from C2E2, we had a steward. In fact, we had two steward and one stewardess. And the guy was, you know, nice watch, coiffed hair, tan, pretty good looking.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, here's trouble. And he's like, okay, we need to make some room. And the gal and I had the forward bulkhead seat just to ourselves, a three-seater to two people.
Right.
And this is the same lady that I flew over sitting next to,
right,
that we had such a good time, and it was really nice. And then the guy's looking down here, he's like, I got a ticket up front for anyone who wants to move and make room for a mother-daughter combo to sit together. Any takers? I'll throw in a free scotch. And all of a sudden the hand shut up and the guy sits down and I look up at him. I'm like, I'm being inconvenienced now. Can I have a scotch too? And he started playing back and forth. And so when he was doing the announcements, he was like, you know, it's really been a pain in the ass. I mean, a pleasure to have you on board today. And just nice. Had this whole spiel. He was singing a song, did the whole, you know, two to the exit, two to the mm-hmm. side, pull the mask down, you know, don't do it to the mouth breather next to you, although you think they're more important. Do it to yourself first, then assist the child.
Ah, nice. Yeah. I do like Southwest staff in general.
It's oh, the, I didn't going over. Total yeah. cock talk.
Really?
Oh.
Cock talk?
They
cock talk you.
I couldn't even... I can't form words enough to...
Right.
Iterate my despise of the jackasses on the plane and getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. On the first flight.
Okay. I honestly, if I had just a ton of time, I'd be like, well, let's just drive over. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I
RV across America.
Sure.
3 days.
You look like
switch driving.
You look kind of like Robin Williams.
Kind of.
Let's do it. Well, isn't that how we're getting to Gen Con?
I don't know, but that would be awesome.
We should just road trip to Gen Con.
Yes.
We should totally do that. Because there's no excuse then for us not to go.
Right.
So let's just do that.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have to stay late because I may be shooting Gamer Chick. Or
don't
actually...
shoot her. She's really nice.
Glass cannons.
Yes. That's true.
So.
Spoilers.
We'll figure that out later.
Yeah. That is... That's
still negotiation, still, actually. I shouldn't have said anything.
That's probably you probably
redact all of that. Take your black marker right now and just scrub your ear holes.
Just put some ink on a Q-tip and do exactly what they tell you not to do.
Stick it in.
Insert directly into ear canal. So Bo Pritchard came on last week in my stead.
He did.
And nailed it. It was very...
9.5 out of 10.
I was... It was nice to listen to someone who wasn't me. Oh, I'll say that much. To you guys out there, too, I bet you were pretty happy. I was very, very pleased with the podcast while I was gone. Thinking about just maybe giving that guy a nickel and having him do it again.
A nickel? I will say, 9.5 is not a just number because he did... Not only did he stick the landing, he mm-hmm. double stuck the landing.
He did.
Because we had it, we had
the
out.
Cut. You had the cut, and you didn't
take
it.
And then I couldn't take it. Yeah. And then he gave me the perfect second cut. So,
right. Good man.
You know.
Good man, Bo Pritchard. You're a mensch and a kiwi.
A mensch. And what is he? Dulcet. The dulcet tones of Bo Pritchard.
Yeah. I do. I'm kind of pissed. I missed out on the NPR session.
Oh, well, Andy, let's just do some NPR now.
Okay, Scott. So it is currently a balmy 80 degrees in Seattle.
Yes, balmy 80 degrees.
We did ball you. Balls sticking to the leg.
Sweaty balls.
We're preparing to do a shoot this evening with
Bo
Pritchard and myself.
With the Kiwi Mensch.
We'll be overlooking the town of Seattle. Glorious, beautiful town.
And the sun setting on the
Okay,
the
I can't
bay.
I can't do this anymore. That's, yes, we're filming a... a
but
bit
I can.
Called, oh, good for you. We're filming a bit called Henchman today for our show Rude Mechanical, where Bo and I will be discussing our plight, I guess.
Yes.
Our station in life. Against hopefully a beautiful Seattle skyline at sunset.
Yes, that is the hope.
That is the hope. It's a new hope. We've had other episodes that weren't so hopeful. This is kind of the fourth episode and brings with it a new hope. May the 4th is over, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's way over. But you keep digging. Setting them up for next year.
It's going to be like 14 de Mayo here pretty soon or something. No, wait. 14 is French, isn't it? Shit.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve.
Well,
today,
right, but
nueve.
Today, but this isn't going out today.
Diez.
It's not going out the 10th either.
Diez y once, diez y... I can't remember.
10-4. Goodbye.
10-4. Yeah, exactly.
It's Cinco de 10-4. No, it's Mayo de 10-4. 10-4 to Mayo. Good buddy.
Get her done.
Oh, God. Oh, those aren't truck nuts. God damn it, Scott.
No, they're not.
No. Need a truck to haul them. Very small truck.
Very, very small truck.
Yeah. So, I have a little bit of time before I have to pass out before getting on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to come in, do a little filler before this Sunday's podcast. Are you planning on getting someone else as well, or is this it?
No. I believe we will have none other than Creepy Ceiling Voice. Brian Bender.
You are in for a treat, fellows and fellettes. Whoa. Okay.
Fillets. Just leave it at fillets.
Okay. Brian Bender, buttery voice.
Yes.
Just scraggly beard. Looks like a shifty uncle. But God love that man.
A little buttery himself.
A little buttery himself. I can't believe it's nut butter.
I can't believe it's not Bender. From Futurama.
Right,
I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bite my furry pedophilic ass. I'm just kidding. Bender's not a pedophile.
No.
No. He's too tall to be a pedophile.
For the record, neither are we.
No. I was when I was a kid.
Right. Well, right. Yeah. Who wasn't? I mean, really.
Yeah.
If you're honest.
Right. Yeah, when I was 5, 5-year-olds looked hot. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that's a weird place. We've just gone to a fair.
Okay. I am glad that I censored myself. I'm really glad that I censored myself.
We're not in Arkansas, dude.
No.
The great white south.
That's right. Thankfully, one part of this great country I've not been to.
Do you think the first guy from Arkansas to ever take Viagra just shouted, "The South shall rise again"? You think he just shouted that naked in front of a mirror, General Lee painted on his chest?
No, but unfortunately now I have that vision stuck in my brain. Awesome.
The Mason-Dickon line. It'd be his belt.
Let's go to the callers.
Do we have callers?
No, okay. But I'd just like to get the fuck out of this.
So the big news, aside from that, car honking. The big news today, this day, the 8th of May.
Yeah, yes.
The 8th of May, 2013.
But where the 8th of Lord. May?
You say no sooth, my friend. Anyway, Hamlet released.
Yes, it did.
Finally.
Yes, it did.
If you have not watched it, you're probably not a listener on our podcast. But seriously, go spread the news because it is awesome, and it is out there on Zombie Orpheus's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our Vimeo. Please consider sending a tip to the guys at Andat.
Yes.
from Vimeo. Use the tip jar. They really, really deserve it. They have not been getting any money for any of their productions, and honestly, they're some of the most heartfelt laughs on the web right now.
So yeah.
Give it a watch. If you love it, give them a tip. If you're a teacher, I highly recommend considering throwing it into your lesson plan, because I would have loved Hamlet if it were presented like that when I was in school.
Yes.
As it was just horrible, because you get like a staged BBC production from like 1971.
And it's not even Olivier.
No.
You don't
no.
get good actors. You just get... the community right. theater of British
actors.
You get
actors. Larry Oliver is who you get.
Yeah.
You don't get Laurence Olivier. You get Larry
Oliver.
Yes. So.
And the nice thing is, this is about 35-ish minutes.
It's the perfect Cliff's Notes
version.
So
Yeah, Cliff's Notes version, and it fits within a class period.
Fits within a class period with enough time for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Hits all the major notes in a very interesting way. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I totally love this thing. No Kenneth Branagh nipples.
No, not...
Maybe one. No, none. There are none. There are no Kenneth Branagh. I mean, he tried.
Well, yeah.
He was beating on the door.
Yeah.
While we were filming.
He's and like, no Kenneth Branagh no lips.
Right. Indeed. Scott, you need to... That monitor, giving us troubles. Scott's monitor, you heard this last week, goes to sleep every apparently half hour.
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
I'm energy conscious to the world.
Right.
I want my children that I'll never have to grow up in a world that still has trees.
I just make my children ride a little electrical bike next to my monitor. Keep pedaling. Keep pedaling. I have to get through the dead mines.
You want a clean world? Work for it.
Yeah.
That's
come on.
It.
Put your back into it.
Maybe I can get some small Taiwanese children over here.
Yeah.
Or Bangladeshis.
I don't think they make big ones.
No, probably not.
No. And you can't make a Bangladesh joke right now.
No.
That's a little too soon on that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't keep up with world events.
Big factory collapse. I'm pretty sure that was Bangladesh.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the guy who's a comedy writer, comic, who did a thing about Steve Jobs and the awful conditions in Bangladesh, and then found out that most of it was all lies.
Oh, gotcha.
Because he's not really a reporter, he's a performer, and it was a piece that he was doing, and everyone took it as the,
right,
you know, journalism, and it wasn't.
Well, I mean, that's...
So my apologies to the Bangladesh folks that are listening, or anyone who has any Bangladeshi family.
If you have Bangladeshi clothes, you can go to hell. Because...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Poe's Law is in full effect these days. It's just... There is no line anymore between satire and the ridiculousness of real news.
Yeah.
News. I'm doing air quotes.
Can you hear that?
Those are air quotes.
My God.
Those
aren't your cat.
That's your cat.
In the back.
I don't know cats. I don't. Anyway. Oh, gross.
Kind of
close.
Okay,
the fact that he actually got a hairball up.
Yeah.
It's, well, he shaved, see. And I knew it went somewhere. He just wasn't telling me.
No one knows I shaved.
Can you can hear it. You can hear it. Your voice is all tinny and crisp. It's not being muffled by the beard.
Oh, okay. Like, maybe I'll get some of those voiceover gigs now.
Maybe.
No, we don't want a beardy guy doing our commercial for a bank.
Can you sound like you have more of a beard, please? Could you give us one with a full beard? That sucks.
Burling Savings Bank, the last bank you'll ever need.
Nope, not buying it.
Okay.
Sorry, I wouldn't buy paper towels from you.
Burly.
Brawny.
Not
burly. Brawny.
Brawny, man.
So, doing this trip, just got back from Idaho, myself.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
That was fun. Apparently, they can just close roads for rock blasting for 4 hours at a stretch. Didn't know that. Not that I'm against it. I mean, I'm sure rocks have to be blasted or something. But, you know, 4 hours with no... Absolutely no travel. Like, you can't... It's not like they're doing it in 10-minute chunks and letting cars through. It's 4 hours.
And no warning.
No warning.
You arrive and, oh, well, hey, look, it's...
That's the problem, is that there's no sign. You turn off I-82 from Ellensburg. And the sign you see is after the on-ramp for, I want to say, 97 North. So you have to backtrack. There's no way to go straight and get to an, you know, so we had to go up to Cleellum and get on some 10, I think, or something up there, and go up through Leavenworth, which is awesome. Holy crap, that place is cool.
Oh, yeah, Leavenworth's great.
I've never been there. Never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
I performed a little wedding there.
Oh, you should have performed a full-size one.
No, they were on a budget.
Very small people.
Ten people were allowed. 10 people were allowed in the venue to witness the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else stood out on the sidewalk and watched because it was an outside wedding.
Well, and there's lots of worst and stuff you can just pick up. It's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I love it. The fact that big businesses, when they establish there, have to make hand-painted signs.
Yes.
That's so cool. Like, the 76th station has this beautiful-looking Bavarian sign, wooden. Mm-hmm. You know, the subway's got this weird font, and it's awesome.
And it all has the architecture of a nice Bavarian village.
Yeah. So, no cream in the middle. I looked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was very pleased, and I will definitely be going back.
Yeah. You should go both summertime and wintertime.
Right.
Drastically different.
Right. Though it was cool to see all of the Christmas lights, because they just leave them up.
Yeah.
It's just a very Christmassy all year kind of place. And so that was really cool. We drove through at night. Got all the way, you know, we took Highway 2 back, went through Monroe, and they closed 522 from Monroe into Seattle. Well, it wasn't closed. It was like this weird stand in line for 15, 20 minutes, and then a pace car would take you to the other side.
Oh, pace car.
Going 20 miles an hour.
Woo! So
15 miles at 20 miles an hour.
Blowing your hair back.
Do the math.
Yeah.
That sucked. Seattle just didn't want us back.
No, apparently not.
It really sucked. But I'm glad to be back. Don't know how the hell I came back at the hottest time of the year. Like, we were in Idaho, and it was 70... I mean, it got up to 80, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no humidity there.
No.
Or humility, or humanity.
No.
None of that. And we get back here, and it's like, we walked into our apartment, and it was 92 in the apartment. Because it's a top,
wow.
It's top floor.
Yeah, right.
And we had computers running and everything. 92 in the damn apartment. In Washington, I just got back from Idaho, where it was like, you know, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
No.
Not right at all.
No, the end is near.
You're on notice, nature.
Yeah, I am not looking forward to this summer if in May it's this hot.
Right, right. Well, then this morning it was like really cold, and
yes.
Now it's burning up again.
Yes.
It's just not, it's not like summer hot, it's like just...
Hot.
Yeah. It's just randomly burn you hot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Just enough to be uncomfortable in your car.
And I realize we're talking about the weather. That's what old ladies do.
No, apparently it's what two bards do, Andy.
We like the weather.
We started with NPR weather, we transitioned into two bards weather.
No, I like the weathers.
Yes.
Yeah. Another thing two bards did yesterday.
Yes.
It's kind of cool. We filmed for Confrontational Theater Project.
Yes.
We filmed a Two Rooms promo.
We did. In fact, it'll be two or three Two Rooms promos.
Excellent. Excellent. We filmed them on the Blackmagic.
Yes. And it's like butter.
It is like butter, but it's like butter from very far away. So, tech geeks out there, the Blackmagic has a 2.6 crop sensor. What that means is, when you put a normal lens on there, it multiplies the lens length by 2.6. So we put a 50 millimeter lens on there, and it suddenly became this really long lens, and we had to put the camera, which we didn't have a tripod, so we put it on a pair of stage stairs, like the rolling stage stairs. And we had to push that thing back, what, 25 feet maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 25 feet to get a mid shot, which is waist to the top of the head on people. That's a really... This is going to be fun getting used to filming.
And for those who don't know, what does the long lens mean versus a short lens?
So a longer lens gets you closer to your... It's like a zoom, essentially.
Okay.
So it gets you closer to your subject. Shorter, wider lenses mean you can get closer to your subject and they look further away. A really wide lens makes a cool effect because you can get right up in someone's face and it looks like you've got tons of space. That's what they shoot... real estate photos with generally are really wide lenses to make the rooms look bigger and more spacious. It's all lies. Real estate is lies. These people are lying to you. Go take a class. They're lying to you.
It's a postage stamp.
Yeah. So having this crop makes our nice wide lenses long lenses. So they're great for like Vista shots or shots where we can be super far back. they're not so good for close quarter shots, where, you know, which is what we're very used to shooting. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think my widest lens is a 24. So that makes that at its widest
48, which is almost the native of the 50 lens that we were using.
48 plus 0.6 times. Oh. So it makes it almost a 60.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works. I need to get a really super wide lens. They're about $700 though, and I don't have money anymore.
Yes.
So
no. I mean, no.
Yeah, no. No.
No.
So if you want to tip two bards, please, by all means.
By all means.
No, go tip.
Help send us to space camp.
Tip. Oh, I want to go to space camp.
I know.
You think they have that robot there still? The one that screws everything up? Sends you to space?
Hope so.
It has a voice like this.
Or you can do it better.
No, I have a chance.
That's it.
For...
Yep.
That's it?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, everybody, get on the rocket ship. And this is what it's like in a simulation. Oh, fuck, I hit the wrong button. We're going to the moon.
They didn't go to the moon. They went to the space station.
You're going to the space station.
There you go. I love space camp.
Hope your parents signed the waiver.
Oh, that was awesome.
I've done too many things with legal stuff now.
I know.
You have to sign waivers.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
No, I love Space Camp. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Heard you went and saw Iron Man, Dick.
I did.
Don't tell me anything.
I won't.
Don't. And don't, Brophy, I swear to God, if you put anything in the comments, I will poke your beady little eyes. Just poke them.
Yep. And he will. I see the fingers prepped.
I think that about covers what I've got this week. So.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't really been a long week for me.
No. It hasn't been a long week for me either.
No. So I will go ahead and say adieu.
Adieu.
And next you will be hearing Bender in my spot.
Right.
The rest.
All right. Well, thank you for that lovely introduction, Andy. I am here with Sir Brian Bender. He doesn't know it, but the Queen's already made him a knight.
Really? You'd think I'd be invited to something like that.
You'd think, but they do it, you know, on the QT sometimes. On the DL, as it were.
Cool.
So, I'm excited to have you here on the podcast. This is awesome.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. And before we get started, having listened to your previous podcasts, I brought a gift for you.
Uh-oh. It's a fart machine. No.
No. Nope. It's actually a box of tissues.
He brought tissue. Awesome. I'm going to take this to two rooms. I'm going to sell each one for $1.
Yeah, you kind of have to make a profit off that. That's a gas station tissue. Quite a nice markup on it.
Yes. You spared no expense for the Two Bards, One Mic podcast. This is
only the best for you, Scott.
And it's a lovely green and Kleenex Ultra Soft. Not just your typical run-of-the-mill one-ply gas station tissue. No, no, no. Name brand.
Well, I know how much of a diva you are, Scott. I figured you'd...
Oh.
Better get you the extra soft.
That hurt. Okay. And, well, that's all for Brian Bender. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope that this sets a precedent now. We get gifts. That would be awesome. This has been a little time coming because we talked about it the last time I saw you, which wasn't all that long ago and yet seems so long ago because Connor and Jesse Keeter and I came to visit you and you didn't have pants on.
That's correct.
So maybe we should explain that so it's not quite as uncomfortable as it seems to be right now here.
Well, I think you might be forgetting at least one time. Other than that, where I also didn't have pants. But the time that you're thinking of...
Right. The time in question.
The time in question, yeah. That was in the Northwest Hospital up here in Seattle, Washington, where I was in for a pulmonary embolism, or multiple blood clots to my lungs.
That doesn't sound great.
No, I was in the ICU for about 3 days, I'd say, and then finished up a run of a week in the hospital before they would let me go home.
So you've had your fill of pudding. And Jell-O.
Actually, the food there is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was having like ham and cheese omelets and yeah.
I need to go there.
I know. They have this wonderful salmon Caesar salad.
What the fuck?
And it's all room
okay,
service.
You're eating better than I. Yeah. It's all delivered.
Call them up. Yep. Becoming somewhat of a connoisseur, having been there earlier this year for a bout of pneumonia, where I first learned the ins and outs of the hospital system.
I see.
But
so for those of our listeners at home, like myself, with the possible exception of Leslie Sedlak, who would know what a pulmonary embolism is, what is a pulmonary embolism?
Basically, or at least this is what I was being told, I had a whole lot of blood clottage in my lungs, so my lungs were actually not able to function the way that they should. I don't know too much of the science behind it, but I do know that it meant that at least part of my lung is still dead and will hopefully recover soon.
Yes, I know that lungs can, they're one of the few things that can regenerate parts of themselves.
Yeah.
However, I do want to backtrack for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is whole lotta a medical term?
Well, when I was in the ER being admitted, they came in and just said I had multiple blood clots. And when I asked the doctor, you know, because I'm this kind of brain, I asked, so what, how many exactly is that? She goes, oh, well, I don't know, I haven't actually seen your trans, let me take a look at your images. So she goes off for about a minute and goes, well, a lot.
All right, well, I'm glad to know that the medical doctors there are able to count, or at some point decide it's not appropriate to count any longer.
Yeah, I think it was the latter.
Yes.
But I'm still alive. I'm doing fine. They put me on a blood thinner to keep me from clotting again.
Good.
And I'll be on that for about 2 years, at the least. But it's an adjustment, but should be good and back to form in no time.
Excellent. That is good, and hopefully we'll be doing some more Rude Mechanical with you.
I would love that.
And, of course, anything that we do two bard style, you are definitely on the short list for. So
I would definitely love that. It's great to play yes. with you guys.
And likewise, we need to do some theater again soon.
I agree.
So there is that. Speaking of theater...
Mm-hmm.
You're in something right now.
I
theatrically
am.
Speaking.
Yes, I am. It's been a while in coming, but I'm finally back on the stage.
Yay!
After almost a year off. And I'm in The Importance of Being Earnest down at Lakewood.
Sweet.
It's been a show I've wanted to do for many, many years, so I'm really excited.
What role are you?
I am playing Jack, or Ernest.
Oh, okay. So it's... all about Brian. The importance of being Brian.
No. It's actually quite an ensemble piece.
Okay. Yes, and I hear that there are many connections to me in this. Marilyn, our former mm-hmm. director for Last of the Boys, is directing.
Is directing it, yep.
Daya Osborne, who I have been on stage with on a number of things, is in it, including a former director of a show that Daya and I were in for Doubt with Aaron Schmuckler.
Mm-hmm. Who is also in this.
Yes. So, you, Daya, Aaron, who else?
Marilyn. And
well, she's directing.
Did you work with Sarah Beth before?
Richter? Sarah Beth?
Pewitt.
Yes. Sarah Beth's in it?
Yes.
Oh,
she's
that
playing
is
Lady
awesome.
Bracknell, and she's amazing.
Yes, I love... actually, Sarah and I have never had the pleasure of actually being on stage. Yeah, no. She did. Did she do the reading for Alec Clayton's book? Was she a part of that with us?
I cannot remember.
I can't remember either now.
Both of us not remembering is great radio.
Yeah. But no, I love her. I got to act with her son, Bob, in the show that I met Christian in, which was the show that we both found out about the Darkness Rising auditions for, which was A Few Good Men, also directed by John Lunn. It's a weird, incestuous little group of people we hang out with.
Well, especially when you're talking about Lakewood.
Yes, that is true.
Which is a very small area to be in.
Yes.
But a loving one.
Oh, indeed. Very much so.
It's a loving incestuousness.
So, when does that show go up?
That show will go up June 14th. So.
Oh, awesome. It will not conflict, and I will be able to see it. You guys have a much longer run than we do, though.
Yes, we do. So I'm hoping to get my rehearsal schedule figured out so I can come up and see two rooms.
Sweet. We have industry night on Monday the 3rd.
Okay.
For all industry folks, it's half price, $10.
Wonderful.
And yeah, it's, I have not been, well, technically I was in Veterans Day project last year, but that was a staged reading, although it was on stage three nights, but.
And that was over ZoeCon, wasn't it?
During ZoeCon, yes, for Bo again with Confrontational. But yeah, it's been quite a Stardust 2010, 11. We just had 12, it's 13, yeah. Christmas 2011 was the last time I was on a full-fledged, memorized stage production.
Oh, my. Yeah, we got to get you back out there.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. Got to get that last damn monologue down. Okay, so that takes care of what you're working on now. Anything mm-hmm. in the future?
Well, the next big thing for me actually happens pretty much immediately when Ernest closes.
Oh, okay,
Ernest
cool.
goes down July 14th on a Saturday or Sunday. And then the following Saturday, I get married.
What?
Yeah. Scott's acting surprised, though he's already received his save the date and is coming to the wedding, so I don't know whether to take that as a terrible sign or what.
Oh, you assume I'm coming to the wedding. You assume, sir. I have received the save the date. I may have just thrown that away. I don't know.
That's true. He may have. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully he'll come.
I want to tell the story, though, when I thought you were already married and didn't bother to tell me. Because I've known Brian and Katie for a long time. Brian slightly longer because he wasn't dating Katie at the time that I met him. But once that all started, I've just known her as Katie. And back in the day, Katie needed a website done. Last year, year before.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian asked if I'd do it. And I said, sure, have her send me an email. So I get an email from Katie Bender, and I'm like, what the fuck? You guys got married and didn't tell me? And so we had a good laugh over the fact that Katie's last name is Bender, or mm-hmm. her surname?
Yep, that's right.
Surname, okay, her surname is Bender, so now she'll be Katie Bender Bender, or Katie Bender Squared, or just Katie Bender, and neither she will be taking your name nor changing her last name. It will just be what it is.
Yep.
Which is kind of, you know, that solves all dilemmas.
Yeah, she's very grateful for that. She doesn't have to do any paperwork or any kind of thing.
No social security changes,
right.
No driver's license.
Everything stays the same. She doesn't have to update her Facebook.
You don't have the umlauts over your E in Bender?
No, I don't have the umlauts.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure that's only over a U. Or is it an O? Some vowel. I don't know.
Anyway, vowels?
All vowels?
I believe so. Think so.
I thought they were supposed to be special.
They are. It's German.
Fine.
They're very special.
Anyway, I always get a little defensive when we bring this up, so I want to clarify that the last name of Bender is a trade name from Germany, like Smith or Cooper. We are in no way related.
Oh, yes, because are you both from the eastern side of the Appalachian Mountains?
No, actually.
No, okay, good.
My family's from Pennsylvania and has been for quite a while.
Right.
Katie's family actually moved around a bit, but originated in Canada.
Yay, Canada!
She is,
I knew I liked that girl.
She is, in fact, as of last year, a Canadian citizen. She finally got her paperwork approved.
Excellent. I am going through that process right now.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's, thanks to NAFTA, Americans have a hell of a time getting acting gigs up there.
But
if I have my Canadian citizenship, boom. So, I just got my U.S. passport. Yay! I'm legal. And, need to get my naturalization papers back so that I can take it down to the Canadian consulate, along with my air quotes being displayed here, birth certificate, because I was born a poor Canadian child and spent a year in a Catholic orphanage and was then adopted. And my paperwork kind of got, it was back in 19... And they didn't really keep good records. There were no computer files. So I don't really have like an officially stamped, sealed, embossed baby footprint stamped birth certificate. So that can prove problematic.
Problematic, or it could be an asset.
It could be.
I mean, now you can run for president. See.
President Brown.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. I even like Vice President Brown.
I don't know. That guy's a dick.
Yeah. As long as I'm not compared with the Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts. Though when my parents went to Maine, they had a heyday sending me back all the bumper stickers. You're famous over here. Seriously? I expect that from my friends on Facebook, not from my parents. Where are you getting married?
I'm getting married right up here in Seattle.
Indoor, outdoor, church, hospital?
Outdoor in the Rose Garden.
Oh, it's going to be lovely.
I hope so.
Great time of
year. We don't really have a backup plan for if it's raining or anything. But it's the middle of July. Seattle, yeah. Should be fine.
Should be fine.
Should be lovely.
And perhaps even in that area, my nose will be able to enjoy the aroma. Because it takes a lot to get through this thing.
Me as well. And as I am allergic to almost all kinds of pollen, it should be a fun wedding.
I feel a little. What are you saying, son? I have phlegm. And then what is happening after the wedding? Where are you whisking off to? Aruba? Jamaica?
Sadly, nowhere quite that. We're going to California.
Awesome.
We're going to a resort out in Palm Springs.
It's guaranteed sunny down there.
It is. We're going to the
Even
desert.
In July. Yes,
so it
there
should
you
be,
go.
Should be nice and warm and dry, the exact opposite of most Seattle weather. So
yes.
Quite a change of pace.
And why Palm Springs, Palm Desert? Which of the two?
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, okay.
In the desert.
I know, but there's also Palm Desert, which is a huge golfing community right outside Palm Springs.
Ah.
Or in the vicinity, I believe, Palm Springs, so...
Well, I only go golfing occasionally with friends, so I'm not a big golfer.
I never go golfing with enemies, so that makes us kind of equal.
Similar. I think there's an arc on which we collide.
Is it just a cool resort that you're going to, or is there something else down there that's, like, calling?
It's a really nice hotel that we can almost afford. That's basically why it hit the criteria. We were looking at wonderful places
like after my own heart.
Venice or Greece, or then we started looking a little bit closer, you know,
Hawaii.
And we're like, okay, why don't we drive for an hour south and see what happens? But then we found out that we could actually go to Palm Springs, so that's where we're gonna go.
Yeah, my parents have been both to Palm Springs and Palm Desert and love both of them. I don't know equally, but I've heard good things about both places. So there you go.
Yeah, so that's that. We'll have a nice week and then come back and...
enjoy some more sunshine. Hopefully bring back dry sunshine.
Hopefully.
Okay, so we've got pulmonary embolisms. We've got importance of being earnest. We've got a wedding. And why am I not performing the wedding again? Oh, no, never mind. I shouldn't ask that on air.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's actually being officiated by Katie's aunt.
Oh, okay. Family.
Who is also an ordained minister. So.
Okay, fine.
That's why. We did consider you to MC the reception.
Sweet.
And if we require any...
Considered me. I hear past tense.
Well, it was down to you or nobody. And at this exact moment, nobody's kind of edging out.
Right. Okay. Note to self.
But if we do, you're it.
Don't ask questions you're not prepared for the answer for, because this is living in posterity. Okay. So let's just observe a moment of silence for the death of my career.
No, you're looking at it the wrong way. You should look at it as, you know, we're going to have nobody. Unless it's Scott C. Brown.
Oh, there we go.
That's what it really was. That was the conversation. And then it was, okay, well, then let's have nobody.
Okay.
But
you're now my PR spin person.
Yeah.
I like the way that you put that. Yeah, it's Scott or nobody. Okay.
I don't know. What else should we talk about? We should talk about
something. I don't know. Let's get out of this hole.
We should talk about something other than me. Let's
no,
anything
it's,
random.
It's yours. We still need to get to 39 steps.
Okay.
Or paces or 39 balloons. No, that's 99 Luft balloons. German. See how I bring it all in a circle?
Yeah. I don't speak a word of German.
Really?
Really.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Well, Ein, zwei, drei, Heil Hitler.
Were those German? Okay.
Luftwaffe.
Do you speak Scottish, though?
Aye.
Aye is not Scottish.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap. But no, I do not speak Gaelic, okay. Which is more technically Irish.
Is it
typically?
Is it, what is it? Scots? Is Scots the version of Gaelic for Scotland?
I don't know.
See, you don't know anything about your history.
So no.
You shouldn't get on me for not knowing German.
I'm not getting on you. I thought that was another wonderful thing that we both shared.
Oh.
Our lack of the German language.
Oh, I bet there's lots of languages we don't speak.
Swahili?
No!
Yeah!
Yes!
This is getting even better.
Oh, bonding with Scotsy Brown.
Japanese?
No.
Nope, me neither.
I read like two kanji. No, I used to read two kanji. I don't remember them anymore. So I don't read any Japanese.
I don't even know what that is, so you're one up on me.
I don't really feel like enlightening you right now.
Good. We don't have that kind of time, and you don't have that kind of patience.
Not at all.
Okay, so since we alluded to it, we should just put the capper on the 39 whatever thing.
Yeah, after Ernest and after or during the wedding. We're rehearsing kind of here and there, it sounds like. I've joined on to do a production of The 39 Steps, which will be splitting its time between Renton and Bellevue.
Oh, they still do that. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. Get... It's directed by John Munn, who I've worked with before, and it should be a lot of fun.
You'll be in, where do they do that? Maidenbauer?
Maidenbauer.
Yeah. That's
a
sweet
big,
place.
Big, nice space.
Yeah, when Shimkus and I did Wait Until Dark there at Renton, it was one of the few shows that did not tour split time in Bellevue, so that sucked. I haven't done Maidenbauer yet.
Yeah, I only did it once, and it was actually the last stage show I've done, which was, again, for John Munn.
Mm-hmm.
Red, it was Hay Fever.
And, oh, that's right. Wow. It's been since Hay Fever?
It's been since Hay Fever. I have not set foot on stage since Hay Fever.
Wow.
And this was, in fact, my first stage audition since then. So, it's been a
for
while.
For Ernest?
Yeah, for Ernest.
Marilyn made you audition?
Yeah.
Marilyn.
What? I have to audition. You don't know which part I'd be good for. So, could have been Gwendolyn.
Would they have made you shave?
For Gwendolyn? Probably.
Yeah.
For Gwendolyn, I would have shaved.
Okay.
For Lady Bracknell, I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's Bracknell. I mean, it kind of just screams out stubble.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nice
at least one actually, wart with a long hair sticking out of it.
Well, we're actually trying to get Sarah Beth to grow a bit of a beard for Bracknell in this performance, but I don't know that she's
really committed. I mean, she's all for it. I know.
Okay.
If it can be done, Sarah Beth will make that happen.
Good. So, come on down. See the importance of being earnest in Sarah Beth's magnificent beard.
Yep, see the bearded lady. And the two-headed baby and the crocodile hunter.
Please. It's not a freak show.
Oh,
it's art.
Sorry. It's art, yes. True. Mapplethorpe will be there. That might be a reference that's way too old.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
After this, you'll tell me who Mapplethorpe is, and I'll teach you kanji.
Okay, perfect. So, what do you got going on for the rest of this sunny weekend?
The rest of this weekend?
Yeah.
I get a day off tomorrow, which
nice.
Is great. So, probably going to have to go do wedding stuff.
Hold it, in case Katie's listening. You get to go do wedding stuff.
That's what I said, yes.
Yes, you get to go do wedding stuff.
In which
That's
case,
awesome.
I'm probably going to have to get to go do wedding stuff. No, we've
but
got most of it planned out, but
yeah.
It's just the little things.
Yeah.
Like whether we're going to actually invite you.
Yeah, having done that twice now. first one, I was hands-off. Second one, I was the only hands. Because I had to replan it in 3 weeks.
I don't think I ever heard that story.
Oh, yeah. I was going to have it at up in Carnation, Washington. They have a pretty much, it's not quite, well, it might be year-round, Renaissance facility. and they had just built this huge Tudor-style inn. And it's great because they have a little costume rental shop, and then they have some wonderful events, and then this Tudor shop. And the meals are served on hardened bread plates. Nothing contemporary. No silverware, mead, wine. I don't even think they have beer. So it's everything is very much in the period. And they have jesters and jugglers and magicians. And it was, I think, $50 a head for the dinner. All inclusive. We had 20 people, so it was going to be a $1,000 wedding. And had someone to officiate, and the whole night everything was done, and we were like, yay, plan this a year in advance. And every time I would call in to make sure the reservations were there, they're like, who, when, what? And as it got closer, I said, I need to reserve these costumes, and we're gonna be okay, no problem. Then I'd get a call, we're having a wedding just before yours, and they're gonna rent out all the costumes. Like, when did they reserve this stuff? Because I did a year ago. Well, okay, fine. We'll make it work. I can find some local stuff and we'll just take care of it. No problem. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was, would you be willing to push your wedding forward a little bit? We have some friends of ours who are getting married on the same day and we'd like to go to their wedding. And I just took a moment on the phone and said, you know what? I'm going to make it really easy. You go to your friend's wedding. That's awesome. Take us off the books. And I hung up the phone. And my then betrothed said, what the fuck? I said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So we ended up getting married at the Arboretum at Wright Park in Tacoma. Put everything together. Cost less than $1,000. But yeah, I did all of that. We made our own wedding outfits, and there was an awful lot that went into it. Awful
being the key word here, I'm taking.
Well, considering I'm single now, yes. Yes, that was the word.
And that was the fault of the wedding?
The fact that there was one, yes.
Ah, okay, okay.
But, no, I harbor no ill will whatsoever.
For those of you who can't see, his face turned very violent there for a second.
Yes, storm clouds rolled over. Well, what say you? I have a horrible track record in ending these things. Are we there? Have we crossed the finish point? Are we at the terminus? Do we have more things to talk about?
Well, that was my interview with Scott C. Brown. Tune in next week when we will interview Andy Dobrowski from the frigid northlands of Canada. This is Brian Bender, signing off.
Do you miss saying Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I always miss saying Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please come on Two Bards. We really, really, really want to talk to you.
Yes.
We don't have ads.
Yes, we do. No, we don't.
You can come on Two Bards and talk all you want, and nobody's going to be interrupting you.
And, best yet... Mm-hmm. If you want to try to beat Connor to say the word fuck while you're on here, you can be free to do so.
Absolutely. Neil deGrasse Tyson saying the word fuck for science.
Nothing better.
No. Poppin' fresh.